Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host. Two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Well, everyone, welcome to episode number 7, Making the Human Connection. Brené Brown said, "I define connection as the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued, when they can give and receive without judgment, and when they derive sustenance from strength from the relationships." So really, people are craving those human connections. Connecting with people is human nature. We are social beings. And with technology, you would think that we would be more connected than ever. But what we've learned is that the opposite can also be true. People feel disconnected because they are missing that human connection. Research shows that if you want to make a good impression, it is best to make it in person. Once a person makes a first impression, it often is difficult to change. But what we need to do is to be careful not to judge a book by its cover, because this could be your best client. You want to be able to be open and test the reality of your impression by asking thoughtful questions and getting to know the person better. Through reviewing social media posts, that's a more passive way of making a judgment. These impressions are often made within 3 seconds. And online, it takes about 7 seconds to make that first impression. There was a time I was talking to a salesperson, and they said one of their greatest sales was when a gentleman came in shortly before closing, about 20 minutes in, or maybe even a half an hour. He was wearing work clothes that were dirty. He came into the furniture store, and a lot of the salespeople were like, "Who's that guy? What does he want?" And this person took the time to go up to them, find out what their needs were, what they were doing, and that salesperson ended up furnishing their whole home working with that salesperson. So imagine the commission that person got at the end of the day by withholding any judgments and really being able to connect with someone. So how do you make those human connections? One of the easiest ways to do that is just start by being yourself and really being open, being confident in who you are. And my favorite is smiling. Smiling is a universal language. It helps build that trust and rapport instantly. And project a positive attitude, you know, with your posture, the way you do things, your mannerisms. Start with some of the small talk and just be genuinely curious about the other person. Do they have a pet? Do they have children? Are they married? What did they do for their last vacation? What book are they currently reading? What is their favorite book? Take interest in people for who they are. You may have heard another saying that people want to know how much you care before they want to know how much you know. Make it about them, those conversations that you have. Build relationships that are truly win-win. Without going straight to showing off your product or service. It's almost like a networking event that I went to one time when someone was handing out their cards. We were standing around having a great conversation, and suddenly someone came and scooted in and interrupted the conversation and said, went around the whole circle and said, "You need to have my card. You need to have my card. You need to have my card. You need to have my card." And we're like, all of a sudden this person jets in, jets out like a Speedy Gonzales. And you're like, who was that masked person? There was no connection. There was no relationship built. That business card ended up in the garbage. But also thinking of something, Ivan Meisner, the founder of a networking group called BNI, Business Network International, he says that if you focus on the immediate sale, you are going to miss a lot of future opportunities. you really want to take time to learn about people, connect with them. What are their hobbies? What are their interests? What are some of their personal goals? Discover common interests, ways that you can relate to one another. Once someone's relatable, it's almost like you're on a level playing field. Everyone's allowed to be a little bit vulnerable and start sharing a little bit more about themselves. And focus what you can do for them. Introduce them to people that they need to know. Be the connector so you can form that human connection. Connectors are influencers. Whatever you put out into the world, you will receive back. Think about inviting these clients to lunch or social meetings that you're attending. Make them a part of your group. Mail out handwritten notes for gratitude or letting them know what you're up to. These are great marketing materials. They're called warm letters or the Christmas letter to give people an update of what you're up to. Invite them to workshops that you're attending. Email or send them an article that might be of interest to them, showing them that you are thinking about them and that they were top of mind. I remember listening to Sandra Yancey at a conference I was at. She's the founder of eWomen Network, and she was sharing that what her mother said to her when she was a little girl. Give without remembering and take without forgetting. Give without remembering and take without forgetting. We need to find time to connect in our busy schedules. People are talking about how busy they are. And, you know, the word busy, again, it often tells people that they have other priorities and whatever that person's asking you is not important at the time. But when we do connect, we need to really actively listen, be present in the conversation. And truly listening means holding back on jumping in to share your thoughts. It is okay to pause and think about what you're going to say. Too often we're almost, you know, on the edge of our seats and are biting our tongue because we have to jump in and share a thought and without the other person even finishing sharing their experience. So in order to be present and make that human connection, we need to ask ourselves, why are we talking? WAIT is a great acronym for that. I learned it when I was taking my coach training. WAIT, why am I talking? To really be present with people, connect with them, reflect back what you just heard, clarify any misunderstandings, but truly be interested in them and make them feel like they are the most important person in the world because they are in that moment when they're talking to you. That's the end of episode 7. I want you to check out our downloadable. And you know what? Go out and make 3 new connections today. I'd love for you to email me at debra@debrakazowski.com. That's debrakazowski.com. And email us about some topics that you would love to have on the show. We're also looking at expanding the podcast to be interviewing people. So if there's books and, you know, authors or coaches and people that you think that we should be interviewing on the topics of leadership, business, and human potential, please let us know. Your input matters. Whether you're on the treadmill, whether you're working in your garden, wherever you are listening to this podcast or driving in your car, we want to be best to serve you in all the areas that are going to help you live the richest life ever. So subscribe to the podcast, share it with other people, give us that 5-star high five, and I look forward to you joining us on our next podcast. Take care and be the change in the world.